Cinemavino is brought to you by Audible. Do you want to take a deeper dive into what you love? I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I love to hear Alfred Molina read Bob Spitz's biography about the world's greatest rock band. Spitz's writing is crisp and easy to follow, and his exhaustive research puts you in the room for key moments in Beatle history.
Todd, have you ever heard of a book series called Dune?
I've heard vaguely.
Do you know how many sequels there are?
There's like 10 or 20,000.
There are a lot. With Audible, you gain access to these plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a wide variety of genres.
Pretty awesome. You can download or access all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month. Download the Audible app and you can listen at home, in the car, or pretty much anywhere life takes you.
Sign up for a free 30-day trial to experience all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up.
Visit audibletrial.com/cinemavino to get your free 30-day trial. That's audibletrial.com/cinemavino. And welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, that's my rap.
Hooga and the douche.
Douche Nation. We got Sean Jordan.
Douche Nash.
Taylor Owens.
Yo.
Bravis Tud.
So this is a different night. Yeah.
This is a totally different night.
Yeah, totally different night. We haven't been drinking at all or anything like that. We just showed up
and not was
like,
here we go. The party rolling.
No, not at all.
And I am Todd Walker.
Hey. Hey, that is
can
Todd.
Can I take a moment?
Please.
Sit right there?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sean. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sean Jordan. Proud Virgo.
That's me.
Proud Virgo. That's ridiculous.
Proud Virgin.
What's your middle name? No, it's Wallace. It's not Wallace.
No, don't give it out on air.
He's gonna
what are the last four of your social?
Tiberius.
What's your pin for your...
No, I am. So you're familiar with the actor Sean William Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Sean William Jordan.
There you go.
There you go.
Interesting. Yeah.
We're buddies.
Yeah.
Me and him.
I like him.
Named after Stifler.
I am actually named after Sean Connery. No joke, my mom named me after Sean Connery.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You were named after Zardoz.
Zardoz.
So we are here to talk about She-Hulk. We're going to do a little mini episode about She-Hulk, which just debuted on Disney Plus. It is a 9-episode series.
God damn, 9 episodes?
9 episodes.
It's a weird number to land on.
It is very arbitrary, which is my new word for the day.
Ooh.
It is very arbitrary.
I'm okay with the weird arbitrary numbers because it's, you know.
Take as long as you need.
They don't stretch it out to make it 10 or to make it 8 or whatever.
They don't dilute it to make it 10.
That's what I like about HBO is that sometimes they're just like, all right, sometimes this is a short season. We don't want to.
We can tell our story in 6 episodes and bullshit. We're done.
Yeah. Stretching it out to make it 10 was my big problem on prom night.
So what makes a miniseries?
I'm not sure what the distinction. I don't know if they're planning on making more episodes of this.
So I don't know.
I'm not sure.
If there's, hey, this is a, like, for example, I've been watching Blackbird on Apple TV Plus, which is very awesome. But it was this.
Taylor, we get it. You have money.
Yes, I'm sorry. But it was like, it's a 6-episode miniseries. I'm like, so just a miniseries, it's one and done, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea. Yeah.
It's okay. A limited
series. I didn't know if you had like, okay, this is as many episodes you have to do.
So. Although a miniseries could have sequels and prequels and all that kind of stuff.
Sweet baby Moses.
Actually, I would say, If HBO Max decided to do a series of Harry Potter and each book was a series of episodes, you'd call that a mini series.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would call that a series.
Well, no, if each episode
was like, only about with like a certain book.
Yeah, if each season took only as many episodes as it needed. They didn't need.
So if it's not like
they didn't need to send like sell 10 episodes a season or something like that.
Because book just like, one is only 3 episodes, but book four is like fucking 8 episodes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Easy.
In the old days, I mean, miniseries were dictated obviously by the prime time like air slots. How much they
like? Yeah, 26 episodes.
The Langoliers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
oh yeah.
Or like, I mean, Lonesome Dove. Like Lonesome Dove is one of the classic miniseries where it's like, I mean, it was adapted from the Larry McMurtry book, and it was like. It was like a 4-night miniseries, so it was like they needed 2 hours per night.
Yeah,
so
it was an event series.
A miniseries event.
Yeah,
yeah, for the use of call. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, and it was dictated by advertising and time slots. So now that's not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the rules are a little murkier for what's a miniseries.
So this is a series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're planning a season two. I haven't read anything that specifies that they're going to go beyond this season.
So. See, I'm wondering with a bunch of these Marvel series, if they're just like taking an origin movie and busting it into an introductory series. Because they want to do more like movies and they don't want to have to sit there and like give you a full introduction on who everybody is.
At
they just
the same
go
time, and on the other hardcore. Side of the coin, it does add to the problem that Marvel's starting to get, where it's like you have to dedicate some time to know the characters, because if your Joe Schmo off the street walks into a movie, you know, 2 years from now, and She-Hulk walks onto the screen, he's gonna be like, "Who the fuck is this?" Yeah. Oh, sorry, did you not watch the miniseries from 2022?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know who Ms. Marvel is? Did you not watch the miniseries?
Because if you Google She-Hulk, you're going to get a couple of extra things on your videos.
Uh-oh.
If you Google She-Hulk, you're going to get...
I think you've been using Bing.
I asked Jeeves to find me She-Hulk.
Did you
She-Hulk?
DuckDuckGo?
Yeah, I was going to say, Taylor strikes me more as of a DuckDuckGo fellow.
And all I know is that... May she rest in peace, but Chyna was a gray She-Hulk. I was like, that's all I'm going to say. May she rest in peace.
R.I.P.
quick summary.
We'll just pass over that.
Quick summary here. Series follows Jennifer Walters, who is Bruce Banner's cousin. She's accidentally exposed to Banner's gamma irradiated blood and transforms similarly into a giant green creature of great strength and durability. And much of this first episode that we're talking about centers on her being mentored by Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Smart Hulk version of the Hulk, on how to responsibly wield the power that she now has. So, and basically, kind of like the other, we're going to talk about House of the Dragon. A lot of this is just kind of set the table for later stuff. I think that's fine. I think that's Marvel's new template, like you guys were saying, of like the series is the setup and the movie down the road is the payoff. You know, that's where you get you have to be along for it or you're not. You know, you either are or you aren't. It's like, watching, Spider-Man No Way Home or whatever, where it's like Matt Murdock shows up. It's like, if you don't watch the Netflix series, you're going to be lost.
Yeah. No, but I don't think you're lost just by Matt Murdock showing up. I think that's an Easter egg, whereas this is like, you're going to have to know who she is. Otherwise, you're going to get lost when she turns into the Hulk. And you're like, where did that come from?
Or like Miss Marvel, you know, it's like you have to watch the series to really understand her when she shows up in.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between an Easter egg and like a whole backstory.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we have a whole backstory on Matt Murdock, and I think we'll get some more of him in the series.
Yeah.
But if nobody watched any of the Netflix series and all they watched were the movies, the theatrical.
If all they watched is No Way Home.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be fine.
Yeah.
They're fine.
I know. I'm just speaking from my perspective as like a fan of like, I would get frustrated knowing that all these Easter eggs are sailing by and I'm not getting them. I think I would be a little bit like lost. Although supposedly Matt Murdock is going to be in this.
Yes. Yeah.
He's going to show up in this series. Yeah.
In the original yellow and brown Daredevil suit. Mm-hmm. Not that he can tell the color.
Yeah. He's colorblind.
Yeah.
The fact that he was color coordinated to begin with.
Yeah.
Is
ooh,
amazing.
Pretty.
Yeah. So round the horn real quick. Our thoughts. Trav. You're a Hulk nerd, so.
All right. Yes. I am a fucking Hulk expert. All right. Like past whatever, 2008, whenever the Siege was in Marvel Comics, I am a fucking Hulk expert. So She-Hulk, I wasn't as big of a fan of because I was like, well, she's just a female.
Because you're
Hulk.
A sexist.
But she was the first character in Marvel, at least. That was like Deadpool. Like she broke the fourth wall. She knew she was in a comic book and she would talk to the reader and not initially, but I think when John Byrne took over the book and he really made her more popular. So she was popular because she could turn back from Jennifer Walters to She-Hulk whenever she wanted. She decided at one point she liked being She-Hulk better. And like that became a problem because she never wanted to turn back. She was like, well, why would I want to? I'm so cool like this. But she also still did her attorney at law stuff. So it had a little bit of the Daredevil in there where she was representing superhero and supervillain clients as well. So it was kind of a procedural, but also with the superhero theatrics. But I really liked the first episode. I love the actress Tatiana Maslany, who plays Jennifer Walters. She was also in a BBC series called Orphan Black.
Yes.
Which is fucking dope. I still haven't watched the last
Was she in like the season. Pilot or the first episode of Orphan Black? She was in...
She's the main character in Orphan Black.
No, what am I thinking of? Black Mirror?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I saw that.
Okay.
But Orphan Black, it's a weird thing about clones and shenanigans. Long story short...
She plays
a whole bunch of different versions of herself, and she does a fucking great job. When I heard her cast as this, I was like, fuck, yes, absolutely. Like, I have the confidence in her that Kevin Smith has in Ben Affleck.
Oy.
Like, Jaws, like, too yes, much she, of course, she plays the shark. Yes, next
you,
question.
Did you love Done. Her in Phantom?
Yeah, exactly. The bomb in Phantom. But she's a great fucking actress. I'm 100% down. I really liked the first episode. I don't like how they've handled the Hulk since Age of Ultron. He's the smart Hulk, and he's my least favorite version of the Hulk. Like, there's a different smart Hulk that's called Merged Hulk. Like, they're never going to get into it. Like, Universal still isn't going to give up the rights.
We're not going to do a
solo.
Hulk.
We're not going to get a gray Hulk. We're not going to get a solo Hulk film. Like, this She-Hulk is as close as we're going to get to a solo Hulk film. And I guess we got to be okay with that. But again, Tatiana Maslany, she fucks.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's good.
Sean William.
That's me. I loved this episode. I thought the episode one was a really strong episode. It did a good job of kind of going back and saying like, oh, let's go back. Let me tell you what happened.
Guys, I'm sorry. I mean, if I didn't say it, I'd have to let it go. So
Taylor is now in the key of E major.
Guys, did you lift off the chair a little bit?
God, that... That's spicy.
Yeah. We ain't never going to be able to resell that chair now.
The cat left the room. The dog walked in the room and
then left. That canary is dead.
That smells like a dead animal.
How many podcast listeners out there can you get on there and listen and hear a really good, solid
That's
fart?
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, and I'm being honest with you, the real listeners, they can smell it.
Taylor.
They know what this is going to smell like.
Is that a cinnamon Pop-Tart?
I wish.
Sweet baby Jesus.
You know, it's not an terrible. Artisanal fart.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm only strawberry.
And it's very Hulk-like. The madder he gets, the stronger they get.
Anyways, Sean.
So,
that's my bad.
Oh, my God. Where was I? No, I think she did a great job. Acting was incredible, I think, across the board. There were a lot of complaints online about the CGI.
Really?
I had no issues with the CGI.
No.
With the trailer, I think they fixed it.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. People will find something to complain about for everything.
Yeah.
I thought the visuals were great. I thought the acting was great. The story, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I loved the breaking of the fourth wall. The pacing was great. And I think they really did a good job of like, don't give us an agonizing, like long backstory of like how she gets these powers. They give us one episode, they give us like a training montage, and they're just like, boom, she knows how to control her powers. She's going back to her life. Like, even the Hulk is just like, what, that doesn't make sense. And she's like, well, I don't care. I'm just better at it than you.
Yeah.
And that's all we get. That's fine. I love that. That's perfect. I want to see her in the trademark She-Hulk white and purple. It doesn't have to be with the leotard, but I want to see the white and purple suit.
Real quick aside, what are Jessica Jones's colors in the comics, Trav?
Oh, black? She's...
is she not purple?
Well, no, she was a character called Jewel, like retroactively.
It's Jewel,
and it was... She was like purple, blue, and white. And she had like purple hair or something.
It seems like that clashes. But anyway, Sean, continue.
Oh, I was just going to say, so traditionally She-Hulk wears like a... It's like a singlet of... It's like purple and white. Is that right?
Well, she's done like several.
And she always wears like gloves.
Mm-hmm. Used to be just white. And then she was a member of the Fantastic Four for a while. So it was like blue and white.
Because they needed a legal
counsel. And then, then it was like purple and white. Yeah.
honestly, Daredevil is like the like affordable like bail bondsman. Like he's the billboard outside of like the jailhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, yeah. And She-Hulk is she's like the DA. Like she's running the case against, you know, the smug lords. No, I think She-Hulk was my main in Capcom versus Marvel. So, you know, I feel like I have just as much right to the Hulkamania.
I feel like
as Travis does.
I just learned a lot about you, and none of it I like.
Happy birthday, Sean!
Yeah,
thank like, you.
Yeah. Are we going to see Kingpin in this? Does anybody?
I doubt it. I believe Kingpin's going to be an Echo, which is going to spin off from the Hawkeye series.
Yeah.
So I don't think Kingpin's going to be in this.
I mean, it could happen. I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm. Maybe after credits kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to feed the donkey.
Well, mm-hmm. last thing we saw was Echo catching up with him in Hawkeye and then shooting him.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have a super cool like eye patch or something when he shows up in Echo. It's a
badass eye patch.
Yeah.
Classic.
Everybody. When you get shot in the head, all you get is an eye patch. That's it.
Amen. So, Sean?
I mean, wrapping up, I thought it was great. I'm looking forward to the series. I thought it was a great first episode. Strong.
What would you give it? Like,
I'd give it an 8.
Yeah.
8 out of 10.
That's strong.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I didn't give it 1, but I'd give it a solid 8.
To you?
Yeah. I did like the episode. I still don't understand why they did She-Hulk. I mean, is this a catalyst of something else, or is it just like, hey, we're just trying to fill blank?
Just gonna have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Are we trying to just fill the blank space? And so I didn't get it to begin with. I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? Yeah. And again, I've told Travis 1,000 times, Marvel may be too big now. Like they're
getting too big. It's bridges.
I'll say this: Disney, Fox is too big now. It's like we're just doing too much now. It's like no need for Obi-Wan. Is there a need for She-Hulk? But after watching it, I'm like, okay, fine, fuck it, I'll watch it. And I actually liked the episode.
Yeah.
And again, not knowing anything about it, not really know how She-Hulk was created, the acting I thought was good. I will agree with Travis. I think I may be done with Mark Ruffalo. It was like,
he's great. He's just not Hulk.
And definitely, like, I'm tired of seeing this Hulk. And I, because before we came on here, I told Travis, I'm like, man, even he was like, I'm the smart Hulk. And Travis was like, that's my least favorite Hulk. I'm like, I'll be honest, I'm just watching a green fucking dude.
The big guy.
Quite frankly, you're spending so much money on fucking CGI to make the dude just fucking sit in front of a fucking computer
and
like,
play yoga.
Yeah, I was like, get fucked. Yeah.
When has Hulk ever done yoga?
Yeah. He did a great crow, though. That was great.
That was true.
The very first movie where he's like, hey, I got so tired of being the other guy, I stuck a gun in my mouth and he spit it out. Like, that's some crazy dark shit. Like, that's
my
little
Hulk.
Bit too Disney.
That's my Hulk.
Yeah.
And that's my boy.
And now he's just fucking around. So I was a little bit like, I don't know what the fuck about this, but I watched it and I was like, but I will say that girl did make it. Like she was a great actress.
She's a great actress.
She's a great actress. I liked it a lot. I will continue to watch it. I still don't understand the reason why they're doing this. Again, it's just like, are we trying to create a new Avengers? Like, I guess ultimately, I just feel like, what's the end game here? Are we just filling?
No, that movie's over.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. Hello. It's like, but like, what is it? Like, what are we building up to?
The second team of Avengers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, just get to that fucking answer. Yeah. And I'm just like, I get it. We're there. So we know what's going to happen. But I'm like, man.
They just don't want to do another 8 years of movies.
Honestly, exactly.
If they just do Law and Order, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, hey, I fucking love too. Law and Order. It's like, yeah. It's like, and so I will say this. I did like it. I will watch everyone. Like I always do. But at the same time, I'm like, the Falcon and Winter Soldier, I actually fucking loved. I actually loved Loki, too.
That was my least favorite.
See, I actually liked Hawkeye. I fast forward a couple episodes.
I did enjoy Hawkeye.
Yeah, I liked Hawkeye, but this one.
I like Flopio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to like it, but I'm just like, man, I really want to know where we're going here.
On the topic of Marvel getting too big for their britches, I kind of got a lot of the same feedback like 10 years ago when Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy were coming out, because people were like, who the fuck is Ant-Man? Why do I care about Ant-Man? Yeah. Oh, he talks to ants? Cool. Why do I give a shit?
My wife hates Ant-Man.
It's valid.
I'm not a huge fan. Ant-Man.
I think there are certain...
I love him too.
There's going to be certain hurdles.
I like Paul Rudd. I'm just not a huge fan.
Yeah. I think there's just going to be certain hurdles where casual fans are going to have to either stop or get over it.
Yeah.
And kind of open up and just go, yeah, sure. And just kind of see where it goes. I think, you know, this is going to be kind of one of those things where it's like, do you kind of jump in, say yes, and, or do you say no, Marvel, you're getting a little too big for me. I'm kind of stepping away. Cause at some point they're going to have to start losing people.
I think it all goes to back to where, you know, for me as, you know, just the general jabroni, I don't want to miss out. And yes, can I Google any of these answers?
Oh, strong
and
FOMO.
And I can get answers anywhere I want. But it's like, you know what? I want to fucking see it. And even if I know the spoiler, I sadly will still go see the movie and see it. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't want to miss out. You know, like, could I skip this entire series? Of course I could. But I actually want to fucking see it. Can I go back to Obi-Wan? It's like, I'm tired of fucking Star Wars. But yeah, I'll fucking see it. But yeah, I'll watch it. You know, and... But that's just me. But I do understand it's like, you know, you're almost getting to a point where like, man, you guys got a lot of shit coming out and you're kind of weighing on people. But I'll be like, so if someone, I guess my ultimate question is if someone missed She-Hulk, Falcon Winter Soldier, Hawkeye, and then the next Avengers movie comes out, did they really miss anything?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe started as one little circle of heroes. And then they said, wow, we have so much content to pull from. That we could expand to the entire Marvel like scope. There's so many characters we can pull from. But they didn't realize that the problem is Marvel suffered from this too.
Yeah.
Comic book nerds really focus on one or two characters and really like, I'm going to read X-Men comics. I don't give a shit what Iron Man is doing unless there's like a crossover comic.
Right.
You know, we're not going to get to that point with movies. It's not going to get to a point where it's like, oh, I'm just not going to watch Thor movies because I'm not really into Thor. That's not a good business model.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to create a cinematic universe, it needs to be something that's going to be easily digested and can be kind of like fully encompassed by one person.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and if you try to expand it out to the entire comic book universe, you're going to start losing people.
Well, and that's where I'm like, you know, tie a bow on the fucking movies. I told the Travis, like, tie a bow on the movies. Do your fucking TV shows because that's a little bit easier. You know, I know money's in the movies, but it's like tie a bow on it and wait till you get to your, as I was saying, like I love Doctor Strange and the multiverse. That was an awesome, but I'm like, well, here's the Illuminati and now they're gone.
And they're dead.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, just take it easy, man. It was like, just take it easy. Stop fucking giving me a half a hand job in a movie theater with my mom next to me.
Yeah.
It was like, stop doing that. Hashtag mom boners. It was like, yeah. I was like, stop doing that. Just fucking take it easy.
Hashtag mom boners number five.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey. A little bit of Monica in my life.
A little bit of
Monica. Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, stop teasing me.
A little bit of Monica?
Yeah. And just fucking blow the wad. Like stop teasing everything and just make a commitment. That's just me. But I mean, look, I mean, I still want to see Black Panther November. Is that right? Mm-hmm. I was like, I still want to see these movies, but I'm like, maybe let's just take a break for a second.
Yeah.
Take a break. Let things build.
Breath.
But also, I mean, like, you know, I think we're all competing against, you know, Netflix and things like maybe boost up your little subscribers on the Disney Plus. And it's like, that's just me though.
Oh, you know what? You're 100% right. They need to take a breath because who are they competing against? Not DC.
Yeah.
DC is taking a breath.
Ezra Miller's over there taking a
breath.
Down.
And then taking a breath. They pushed back Aquaman 9 months, I heard today. And then the Shazam sequel, another 3 months.
They pushed that back again?
Yes.
It's all about editing.
Like, you know what?
It's all about editing.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the next thing we hear is like, you know what?
2023.
We're going to recast all these things. We're going to shelve
Jason Momoa.
Like, yeah. You know what? None of this worked. We're going to try it again. Like, hats off to y'all. You know, clap on the back all around. We're going to try and do this for real now.
So we just ranted for the last 26 minutes. She-Hulk? Good?
I liked it.
So,
yeah.
She-Hulk was good.
I'm going to keep watching it.
Yes. 100%.
Totally.
The comedy
Tatiana
kept it. Todd has not even spoke yet.
But oh, yeah. Sorry.
But I will say the comedy kept me in it. And honestly, I like the visual effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Agreed.
I'll read what I've got here. So, like Ms. Marvel before it, She-Hulk aims for a fun, lighthearted tone. I mean, it definitely goes for the easier, like more relaxed vibe, as opposed to stuff like Falcon Winter Soldier, which is a little more heavier socio-political content. This one's going for a little more like fun. So yeah, it definitely, like you've said, breaks the fourth wall. It does the Deadpool thing. She speaks direct Zach Morris style, which is what I have.
Yeah.
It's like she speaks direct to the camera. Some people may enjoy that. Some people may find it off-putting. So that in of itself may dictate whether or not you like the series. If you're okay with her talking right to you, you may enjoy it. If you find it more distracting, you might not. And I think that, you know, the upcoming cameos, again, same deal. Daredevil, Abomination is supposedly going to be in it.
Tim Roth.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're into that kind of thing, if you enjoy, you know, the gratuitous cameos, you may enjoy the series. It's fun. It's easy. The actors all have great comedic timing. I like Mark Ruffalo's comedic timing. It's like you said, I don't know if I necessarily buy him into the Hulk. I didn't mind Ed Norton as the Hulk. I thought he was a good
choice. I think Ed Norton minded Ed Norton as well.
If he wasn't just a giant dick, we could have had him for a series.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Ruffalo is great. No, he's just not my banner.
Yeah. My banner. I mean, I like Ruffalo as an actor, but man, I'm getting a little burnt out on it.
Yeah.
Too much of his actual character is bleeding into the character.
Too much Ruffalo as Hulk. Like, I remember when Hulk, I mean, I hate to say it, like, I'm that old. Back in the day, Hulk didn't like taking stairs. Mm-hmm. And now Hulk's fucking this, like, you know, this, he's just talking, just doing it willy-nilly.
Yeah. And talking about his bar that he built.
In the very first Avengers movie, he's sitting there, he's like, I don't always get what I want. And he's like, hitting a cradle. He's like, yeah, he's super dark character. He's like, he doesn't get kids. He doesn't get the girl. He doesn't get, he's suicidal.
He's got demons.
And now he's just hanging out, drinking Mai Tais, doing yoga.
Yeah. No, honestly, hashtag not my Hulk.
Continue.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would give it 7 out of 10. I liked it a lot. Yeah. I will watch the rest of it. I enjoyed it. So it's
good. What about Tats Mias?
I thought she was great. I loved
that. Tatiana Maslany.
I thought all the actors were really good.
That's Mass.
The action scene at the end of it was a little strange. It's like, I don't know that character, so I don't.
Titania didn't look like Titania to me.
Once again, I don't know what's going on. It's like, this is just a battle scene, and there you go. It's over.
So there might be more to that later.
And it was a messy battle scene, too.
Yeah.
A little bit. Didn't look great.
So. In the courtroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weird little jump kick. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I know nothing of that character, so that it was a bit of a mystery.
Was that the girl from The Good Place?
I think, maybe.
I think so, Jamila, too. I should know her name. Yeah, Jamil. Yep.
Yeah, it was a weird fight scene, but I did like, for some reason, that scene where she put her shoes back. I was like, that's kind of cool. I thought it was kind of cool.
Because you're a foot pervert. We get it.
Okay, you can find me at T-A, never mind. I was going to go dark. Hashtag Hulk.
So, this has been another CinemaVino, just talking briefly about She-Hulk. And
I was not briefly.
That was not. No, we went over our allotment. But
Hulkfeet.nut.
Doubled it up.
Wait, what was that again, Travis?
Hulkfeet.nut.
You better say that right now.
Yeah, get that domain.
You better claim that.
So we got Sean Jordan.
Thanks.
Taylor Rhodes.
Yeah.
Perhaps Bud.
Hulk Smash.
And I am Todd Wofford.
And
I'll see you
Todd
next time. But... And that's Jack. That's our cat.
Meow.
He needs to drink out of the sink really soon or he will disintegrate. So
he'll vomit somewhere.
Yeah. We will be in touch. We'll see you guys next time. Not with a whimper, but probably like all of us whimpering as well.
With Hulk's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck y'all. Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website is at cinemavino.net. And reviews of these films can be found at ToddWoffordMovies.com.